back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of writing our Louisiana economic outlook down here. And, of course, when you do projections for the Louisiana economy, you have to talk about oil prices because we're the number two producer of oil, number two producer of natural gas in the United States. You guys are really creeping up. You were poised to pass this on the oil side, but then this bad stuff happened, and now we've kind of moved apart a bit. But our forecasts are based on about $42 barrel oil averaging this year. Next year about $53, and the year after that about $60. But to be honest with you, you know, what really is going to happen depends very much on what the Saudis do, in my opinion, because I think the whole reason for this decline was that the Saudis were upset with how much the shale production had cut into the U.S. market. And then in 2014, when we started talking about allowing folks to export this crude from the shale area, especially your area, the Saudis said, let me see. First of all, you cut into our U.S. market. Now you think you're going to cut into our international market? I don't think so. So they turned on the spigots, and they drove the price down. And as it turns out, this has hurt the Saudis. This little gambit has worked because U.S. production is down. Y'all's rig count is way the heck down. The rig count's down, you know, 80% plus in the United States. So the gambit has worked. U.S. production is declining, as it turns out, and the Saudis can't keep this up forever. If you look at their, they started out with a sovereign wealth fund that had about $730 billion in it. Well, that sovereign wealth fund has gone down to about $532 billion. So they are eating into the wealth fund. They have told their people, their internal, that they're going to bear a 29% spending cut over 2015, 2016, which you can imagine creates some unrest within Saudi Arabia. And so I somewhere along the line, I think the Saudis are going to say, okay, enough is enough. We need to open the spigots back up and turn the spigots back again and get that oil price up a bit. So that's kind of what we're relying on. But honestly, again, given what is happening out there in terms of the cleverness of people about getting more oil out of the ground, we're just really bet on a very slow upward trend in prices for right now. We don't really see 100 on the horizon right now.
Of course, when you're talking about clever capitalists and tightening their belt, that leads right into technology. Last question for you, final question. Are you aware of any new technologies that are happening in the oil and gas world that are allowing these savings to happen?
Well, one of the primary things that is happening is they're becoming more and more clever about fracking. They're using more sand. They've discovered, hey, to use more sand to get more oil to come out of the place. They're running, when they drill, they run longer laterals, and so they go further across for any given well they drill, they move further across the shale rock. They're discovering that they break up the horizontal section, which was called stages. If you break it up in even more stages, maybe they used to do 10, now they're doing 64. They're figuring out ways to do that. In some places, especially in the Permian Basin, for sure, I know, instead of drilling a well and then tearing down your rig and moving it over and putting it back up, they're putting the rigs basically on tracks, like tank tracks, like you'd move a Sherman tank on, so that they can simply, instead of tearing the whole rig down, they can just move it over and drill another well without having to tear the rig entirely down. So all of these things together are, number one, reducing the cost of drilling, and then secondly, you're getting more oil out of the well. Instead of 100 barrels, you're getting 800 now. So all of these things are just clever ways they figured out to do this more efficiently.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
Everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hey now, mama, hey, life in a northern town.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.